Eric Frank had been in business for a year when he went to New Orleans on trip in Norweek and got caught up in its fervor. Thousands wanted to see the next big thing, and Eric made himself a promise that his idea, nutritional meals delivered to your job, would be it. A year later, he pitched before celebrity judges and won $50,000 for his business. Eric recently sat down with NOLA V's Brian Freeman to talk the do's and don'ts of entrepreneurship in New Orleans.
Any entrepreneur that hasn't failed hasn't been at it long enough. You're going to fail. You're going to fall down. But the biggest thing that I tell entrepreneurs when I speak to them is that the way to be successful is to be patient and take consistent actions. There's no such thing as an overnight success. And I often tell the story of the Chinese bamboo tree. Do you know the story of the Chinese bamboo tree?
Not.
I'm going to tell you the story of the Chinese. Right. So the Chinese bamboo tree is the hardest seed in the world to make grow. It has to be watered and fertilized every day for 5 years before it breaks through the ground. If the farmer misses one day of water, misses one day of fertilization, it's going to die in the ground. But after 5 years, the Chinese bamboo tree, it breaks through the ground and it grows 90 feet in 6 weeks. So the average passerby looks at the Chinese bamboo tree and they say, that's the fastest growing tree in the world. But the farmer knows it's the slowest growing tree in the world. So to the outsider, it's an overnight success, but there is no such thing as an overnight success. It's patience, it's persistent action, it's doing the same thing over and over and over again until you become successful.
I think that one of the main problems people have when they're starting a business is, what are those first steps to go from idea to putting it into action?
Yeah, I mean, the first step is taking a step. The first step is to stop talking about it and doing it. And the challenging thing is, you know, entrepreneur means bearer of risk. An entrepreneur is someone that is going to take a risk. They are going to leave a job with security, with health insurance, and they're going to go out on their own and they're going to start something. Now, you don't have to jump into it completely. You know, the guys that started Google, they stayed in Stanford getting their PhDs just in case Google didn't work out. There's 24 hours a day. You can work one job for 8 hours. You can work another job for 8 hours, and you can sleep for 8 hours. You know, that's what an entrepreneur is, a bearer of risk, but someone that measures their risk.
But would you say the first thing you should do is try and get money together or what?
First thing you need to do is tell people your ideas. You know, you need to talk to your friends. You need to talk to your family. You need to get feedback. A big term in business is an MVP, a minimal viable product. You want to get something small that you can show people without investing a lot of money, without raising a lot of money. You have no value in the beginning when you're starting a business. We don't live in Silicon Valley. You know, we don't live in Boston. We don't live in New York. Nobody's going to give you $1 million for an idea here. You need to get something small out, get feedback, change it, get something else out, get feedback, change it, and then you're going to have something to go on.
So you won a contest, which is awesome. But what are some other, I guess, resources out there, especially in New Orleans, available to someone trying to start their own business?
Absolutely. So I'll tell you right now, I don't have an MBA, but what I did have was passion and desire and a true thirst for knowledge and learning. So a big thing that I'm about in New Orleans is paying it forward. You know, the Idea Village gives me the opportunity to pay it forward. And that's why our city has become so successful, in my opinion, because once someone becomes successful here, they don't look forward. They look back and they think, how can we continue to pull others up so more of us can be successful?
Very well said. Thanks for coming in, Eric.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I hope everybody can make it out to Entrepreneur Week. It's a great time, doesn't cost you a lot of money, and you get to see some of the best young minds in the city at work.